Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Leonishma Asarim Hakasholim Leav Asitzchok. We're holding what Metzia Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the concept that Rav Nachman said, "Avdo nehum kreise loyshavi." A slave is not worth the food he eats, meaning he doesn't deserve anything. He doesn't even worth the amount that you need to feed him. And even though the Gemara continues and says that the Rav Nachman is referring to Dori Avdi, his slave Dori, but there is a Musar Haskel that has to do with every Yid. And this is what the Ma'ori Naim brings in two places, Parshas Matos and Parshas Vayeschanan. He says, each person in Am Yisrael really doesn't deserve anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody could come and say, I deserve something. I need to get something because I'm worth so much. Because really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us. And everything that He gives us, it's all a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are under the category of Avda Flu Nehum Kreisei Lo Shavi. It's not worth anything. We're not worth anything. Klape Kutshe Baruch Hu. And Mimele, he says, we need to know that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, it comes from Midas HaRachamim, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we need to be noyeg in the same Midah. Mahu rachum, ata rachum, mahu chanun, ata chanun. A person needs to act the same way. And he says, and that's why he brings the Parshas Matos. He says, that's the reason a person has to have rachmonis on his friend. A person gives tzedakah to somebody else. You should not think, oh, does he really deserve it? Does he really need to get it? Because the same way he acts, that's the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act with him. And because we don't deserve anything, because of this line in the Gemara, so a person starts cheshbonning if somebody else deserves, if somebody else needs to get, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at him the same way. And in Parshas Vayeschanan, he adds that all the pranasa that we get from Shemayim, it's always in the same way. We really don't deserve it. And that's why it says, Noisen lech l'chol basar, ki lo ilom chazdoi. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives pranasa to every person, it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody deserves it. Nobody is able to come and demand it. And that's why everybody has to be me'oyrev, the hashpah from above, to get parnasa. Even if he really has parnasa, he continues there and says, he needs to continue the hashpah, to continue having the parnasa, and to also be able to enjoy it and benefit from it. Because everything that we have is a matana from above that we don't deserve. And just to conclude with a beautiful ha'ara that I saw the Sif Sechaim points out, because the Gemara in Pesachim of Kuf Tetzayin says that Rav Nachman told Doru, his slave, what if you have a master who releases you and gives you gold and silver, what do you have to do? He says, you have to be mishabeach and say thank you. So Rav Nachman says, I don't have to say manishtano, because you pointed out the obvious, how we need to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Mori Naim, it's very meduyuk. Doru, the Eved of Nachman, represents Klal Yisrael, because he represents the fact that we don't deserve anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Doru Avdi doesn't deserve anything, he understands what is the great Maila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Kesef Ezov. He sent us out of Mitzrayim. He gives us everything that we have. He appreciates it so much. So through Doru Avde, that's how we are able to appreciate Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's specifically Doru Avde where Am Yisrael is compared to. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.